This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's been nearly 6 years since Hurricane Harvey flooded the Houston region. The water caused an enormous $150 billion in damage. There's a deadline next month, August, for thousands of residents to get compensation for when reservoirs backed up into their homes. Houston Public Media's Andrew Schneider reports.
Maria Perez and Lisa Johnson bought their house in Northwest Houston 9 years ago, not long after they married. Their home was actually within the boundary of the Attucks Reservoir. Perez says they didn't really think about what that meant.
When we bought the house, they checked that it had not flooded in a 1,000-year record, so I guess we weren't concerned about it so much.
When Harvey hit, more than 3 feet of water flooded their home. Johnson lost her grandmother's china cabinet. Perez lost her wedding dress and suffered from asthma attacks during the cleanup. But the worst affected was their eldest son, then two, who was so traumatized he wouldn't talk for a year after the storm. Perez says she wants the federal government to compensate her family so they can move somewhere safer.
Literally at the end of the block, there's a sign for the Attucks Reservoir, and it's a daily reminder. Every time I come out my street at the stop sign, it's right in front of me, and it's a daily reminder of what could possibly happen again.
Rocio and Jose Perez, no relation to Maria, also live within the reservoir, and their home flooded too. Rocio Perez says cleaning up the contaminated house made her husband deathly ill. She says doctors told her it nearly cost Jose his life.
They told him that he was going to die because he had E. coli and it had got all in his organs, in his system.
The two couples joined a lawsuit against the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. That agency built the Attucks and the neighboring Barker Reservoir back in the 1940s to protect downtown Houston from flooding. A judge ruled the Corps knowingly didn't buy enough land to adequately store the water in case of a major flood. It had imposed a flowage easement, assuming the right to store water on land it didn't own. And Charles Irvine, co-lead counsel for the plaintiffs, says if residents don't sue, they're effectively giving away money.
Those flowage easements will be claimed by the federal government for nothing.
The judge ruled residents are entitled to compensation, but they must file claims individually. Irvine says the deadline is August 28th, 6 years after Harvey.
People in the upstream area who do not file will lose their right forever.
Of the estimated 10,000 to 12,000 property owners flooded within the reservoirs, fewer than half have filed claims to date. Meanwhile, the federal government is appealing the judge's ruling. The U.S. Department of Justice declined to comment for this story, citing the act of litigation. In Houston, I'm Andrew Schneider for Marketplace.